CJLO 1690 AM. We are doing Warped Tour preview time. This is actually a bit distressing now that I think about it, because there is, I'm going to be interviewing some of these bands, and well, you know what? Actually, if it comes through, I will still have songs to play, because like if I played probably my favorite Let Live and Jimmy Eat World songs in the first hour, but if those interviews, well, I'm on the fence about interviewing Let Live, but if the Jimmy Eat World interview goes through, I got stuff to play. Don't you worry. I'll wrap all of that up in some nice bows. You'll basically be hearing a lot from Bleed American, which is the name of that record. Do not come at me with "it's self-titled." That's wrong. Incorrect, wrong, bad. Not the way it's called. It's Bleed American. Shut up. Just shut up otherwise. You don't know. You don't know. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, I'll be having a bunch of those. We're talking about Warped Tour. I already told you about all the preview stuff that's going on. I've been playing you a bunch of bands that have been playing, but I haven't been playing a lot of local stuff. So let's get some local stuff going, shall we? Because Warped Tour, for all of its faults that could be said to have, which apparently are many, I mean, judging from old editions of the festival, I don't know what it's like now, but old editions were, hit or miss as to how well they treated artists, how well they dealt with the people that were going to the shows. But some of that is admittedly because what Warped Tour does is it teams up with, you know, promoters from around the areas. And so it's more the promoters than anything else. But, you know, some promoters better than others, et cetera, et cetera. But some years, it was not known that the Warped Tour was very good to artists that were playing at it. Perhaps this is city by city basis. I do not know. I did not investigate further. But this is what I have heard. And this is also 12, 14, 18 years ago. So let's assume that things are better now. I know that Evenko, who is putting on the Warped Tour this year, has made a push as of when they were at Heavy and Ilsonic and things. They have made a push to treat artists well, to at least get them very good food. Things like I remember we did a live broadcast from basically right by the artist area one of the years at Heavy when it was there. R.I.P. Heavy. I'm doing an upside down crossing of myself right now. You can't see it. I know you weren't looking because you're looking at your phone listening to the show, because that's what we do. But you know that it's not, the radio isn't a visual medium. Of course, that's not what's going on here. That's not why you're not seeing it. It's because you're not paying attention. Pay attention better. I apologize. I shouldn't be that aggressive towards you. Anyway, the point here is, I know that Evenko went on that year when we were broadcasting live from Heavy. I got to see artists walk around with the food because of where we were positioned. And they had, oh boy, pork chops as big as some of these people's heads. Like, it's crazy looking. So I hope that they are continuing with that tradition and still being very good with food to these bands, because some of them, I imagine, don't get to eat very well on tour at all. So kudos to you, Evenko. Hopefully you are still doing that. If you're not, then, well, that's not good. Do that, please. And thank you. Hey, I was talking about playing some locals here. So let's get on that, shall we? I'm going to play you some stuff from some bands here in Montreal and one from Quebec City. I'm pretty sure Quebec City. Anyway, the point is I'm going to play them. They're all from Quebec in some capacity. It's just what, if they're in the good part of Quebec or the less good parts of it. Shots fired! Bam, 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 bam! No, I kid. Come on. Let's not be mad. Every part of the province is beautiful, you know, except for parts that are on fire. Those are less beautiful. We should probably do something about that. In general, we should probably do something about the fact that a lot of our trees seem to be burning, and trees make oxygen for us to breathe. Maybe we should do something about that. End of PSA in the middle of talking about the Warped Tour. Let's play some locals, shall we? I'm going to start off with some Crosscheck. They have a record that came out last year called If You're Not Afraid, Then Why Are You Shaking? I'm going to play you a track called House of Grief off of here because I mentioned House of Protection, and, well, that's how simple I am. Simplicity. That's me. Then I'm going to play you some Mulch off of their Nuance Maximum. I'm sorry, I should stop. I should stop trying to say things in French. I apologize, Mulch. I'm going to play Dog Motif off of here. I apologize. And then I'm going to play some Sudden Waves because I'll be interviewing them and they are good peoples, and I'll play some Bastards too. So nice block of stuff coming up here. But let's start off with some House of Grief by Crosscheck. If you're not afraid, then why are you shaking? That's what I asked all of my captives.